Proclamation number 5495 of 27th of September, 1952. The Divine Principle, Love. A decision between God and the adversary. The Divine Principle in you must prevail, otherwise you will not become free of the power of the one who thinks and acts contrarily to God. But the Divine Principle is love. And every unkind action, every unkind thought still marks you as belonging to God's adversary. But you then are weak and of a dark spirit. Physical strength is no proof of spiritual strength. Lively intellectual activity is no proof of an awakened spirit. Yet the kindness of the heart, an obvious activity of love in complete unselfishness, proves that the divine principle prevails in a person, and his spirit is then awakened also, and he is full of light and strength. But you humans do not strive for spiritual possessions. They are not a reality for you, for your way of thinking is still too materialistic, and you still value human intellect and physical strength too highly, which, in reality, are but nothing and worthless. Precisely, it's these earthly advantages that could help you to a quick spiritual ascent, if used for what God requires of you to mature your soul. If you used your physical strength to be active in neighborly love, if you utilized the ability to be intellectually active in order to progress spiritually by turning your thoughts to Him, who created you, and seriously approach Him for clarification about the meaning and purpose of your earthly life. You were given the intellect to acquire knowledge, not only in the material but also in the spiritual sphere. But the latter is not appealing enough to you humans, for the one who still keeps you in bondage entices you with earthly material goods and tries to portray all spiritual knowledge as useless because he deprives you of your belief in a continuation of life after death. But if you would let the divine principle reign within you, you then would also recognize him who wants to harm you. For love illuminates your spirit and gives you a light where it was dark before. Love must flare up in you if you want to think and act rightly. This is why there is great earthly hardship in the world, because love has grown cold, because God no longer reigns in it but it's his adversary instead, who wants to set all people against each other, who drives them to think and act in a loveless way. Now this is why there is so much spiritual hardship amongst people, because unkindness blinds them completely, because there is no faith left amongst them which can only arise from love and which would teach people to think and act in a completely different way. God or his opponent. You humans have to decide between the two. Love or hate. Light or darkness. Power or powerlessness. Freely out of yourselves you must choose your Lord. But God is love, and therefore you can only find God through love, you can only unite with God through love. And if you disregard love, you grant God's adversary power over you and lose yourselves to him for eternity, who abandoned the principle of love in free will, who became ungodly because he completely renounced all love, who therefore sank into deepest darkness and would also like to keep you humans in it if you don't offer him resistance. Free yourselves from his control by letting the divine principle prevail in you, by shaping yourselves into love which will let you become God's children and thus most blessed creatures who are united with their Father for eternity. Amen.